is the hour of round table, one of our great fears, which haunts us when we go into the world and socialize with others, is that we may, in our hearts, be really boring. Yeah, but, Carl, I'll need to direct this to you.
Should I be worried? I was wondering why I was invited on particularly today. Are you after the perspective of a really boring person?
Am I being very specific? I'd like to invite you with me to sort of identify what are some of the signs possibly this person could be a little boring.
I think someone who always talks about the same stuff. I'm sure we've all got a friend who, whether it's a hobby, whether it's their relationships, whether it's a TV show that they're watching, not to name any in particular, Game of Thrones fans, who just talk about the same topic every single time you see them, no matter how interested you appear to be in the topic.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other signs, Huang Shen?
I think maybe the person who always like to say, what's the point? Or, so what? That's really very demotivated because it's like killing off any sparks of interest. If you are very exciting, like sharing some your interests or your topics, but the person who are talking to you just say, oh, so what? You just feel, oh, it's killing the environment, atmosphere. You won't like to talking to this person anymore.
Kills interest and the desire of communicating with you much more longer. What about this one? Which I actually don't necessarily agree. Don't read much. So I suppose it's someone that's not really getting or absorbing new things and not really keeping in touch with what's going on or being in the now. But I don't think that necessarily would contribute to somebody being boring as part of their personality trait, because I know some people that don't read.
Look,
but that doesn't stop them from not being a social butterfly.
Maybe they check out microbloggings so they can get a first-hand information and trendy topics. Yeah.
Look, that can be true, although a friend did tell me a really easy way of telling if someone's likely to be interesting is when you go to their house, do they have more remote controls for electronic devices than they do books without pictures in them? So I think reading is really important, even if it's reading a microblog or doing something intellectually stimulating about a topic that you're interested in.
Okay, so if you think somebody is not intellectually stimulated and is not doesn't want to receive a lot of the new information that's out there that can possibly make this person boring.
A little bit. And it doesn't mean that they have to be interested in any particular topic or subject, but I think people have got to have a couple of passions. There's got to be things that they find interesting that they can share with people, as long as they're not sharing it endlessly and that becomes boring itself.
Oh, and that can become boring too. What about stuck in your comfort zone?
Yeah, that's a very obvious sign. Because I think for those people who only want to stuck in their comfort zone, they will never be open-minded. They don't want to welcome or embrace new ideas or open their heart to talk to people who hold a different perspective as them. So they always stay in the same place in their comfort zone and never like step out of their house or their friend circle. It's hard for them to become interesting.
I think that's true. And I think given how easy and relatively cheap it is to travel around your own country or between countries now, I think people who are prepared to travel and see more of the world are usually more interesting and have got new stories or interesting tales to tell.
Yes, and also one I can agree with is when this person doesn't have his or her own voice, so it's always you following a so-called authoritative opinion and afraid to show your cards kind of thing. And that can be a little dull sometimes. And before we go into maybe some quick tips of not becoming boring, avoiding that, Carl, why do you think that boring is automatically categorized as a bad thing?
I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad thing. I think you can be boring to some people, but not to others. I can be incredibly boring to a lot of people.
No way.
I don't watch a lot of new movies or listen to new music or watch a lot of TV.
But with your vibrant personality, there's just no way that I would associate the B word with you.
But I can be quietly and entertainingly boring with other boring people. So it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Or do you think this is something that maybe in popular culture in the West that is sort of demonized in a way, like you watch these teenage romance chick flicks and things, and then there's, you know, the glamorous one and then the boring one, and that's just something that's been socially seen as a no-no.
I think we need to make reading books and sitting at home having a quiet cup of tea cool again, because there's nothing wrong with doing that sometimes.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What do you think about this?
I think I can also offer a very quick suggestion. It's just like shut off your phone or just get rid of your phone during the social gathering. Because if you're trying to communicate with a lot of people and you will stick to your phone, that's really annoying. People may think you're boring. Yeah.
And don't be shy. Sometimes people are just afraid to express their opinion and getting out of your comfort zone. Yeah, sometimes it takes a little bit of courage to explore something new and share it with people. And that might be something that is quite inspiring for yourself too. And I think just trying something new. And don't we all need that in life? Yes, you're listening to Roundtable. We have more interesting shows coming up in the future. And yes, that's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.